Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, hello, good evening, and welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast. This is Robin Tate here at Bongo the Sane in Ballymena, Northern Ireland. This is episode 457 for January the 13th, 2018. First mistake spotted in the show notes. We're not in 2017. That would be like time travel. Anyway, the Overseas Connection is a gaming family community podcast chat thing. We talk about games, we talk about ourselves, we talk about Greg's tank tops, and we have a good time. We love our listeners, and most of them hate us, but some of them can tolerate us, and that's what we're all about, people who can tolerate us. Anyway, we go out live on 11 o'clock, usually around that time on the UK, 3 p.m. on the west coast of America, 6 p.m. on the east coast, and 1 a.m. for all our listener in Cape Town. Yes, Cape Town. Anyway, you can go to twitch.tv/OC podcast and on mixer.com/OC podcast and YouTube and everywhere, and it's all nice. So we had a really, really big show last week. We reviewed 2017. We had a great old show. It lasted for, goodness, 3 hours. I thoroughly enjoyed myself last week, and hopefully my hosts here, co-hosts tonight, very importantly, Kim. Hello, Kim.
Howdy, howdy.
And howdy, and Mark.
Hello, Robin.
Hiya. And hopefully you guys enjoyed last week as well.
Yes, it was good. I like doing the big shows like that, the end of year stuff and that. I know it drags on for the listeners sometimes, but there's a lot to cram in, so it's worth listening to. Well, I think it is.
I think we like, I like the way we did it this year.
Yeah, but, yeah.
I know some of it. You know, it was a big joint effort, and just reviewing not just the games of last year and going, this is our favourite game, but some of the things that happened. And
yeah, the big news events.
That was good. So, listeners, if you liked what we did this year for that review of 2017, let us know. So, if you didn't like it, well, we'll not do it next year again. So, well, let us know. So, Kim, how are you? How have you been over the last week?
Oh, good. Good. Things are good. You know, we had a warm-up for a while, and, well, it didn't stay for very long. It was, like, almost 60 degrees one day, but then that night it creeped all the way back down
to,
like, 20.
We wanted to show you how we created our...
Yeah, so we're back to being cold again, you know.
Did you have any of that really crazy, really, like, mega cold, like, Canada weather?
Yep.
Like, yeah?
Yeah, we had that, the week before, I think it was the week before, 2 weeks before, it got down to, like, what, negative 35, negative 40, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, we haven't had any more of that for a while, but I'm sure it's coming. Right now, we're negative 8 Celsius. So
when you're out doing the critters night.
Wow, that's cold.
Minus what? What did you say?
Now it's negative 8 Celsius.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I think we got down to minus 5 there, or minus 6 a couple of weeks back, and that's that will be up to your big figures there as well. Unbelievably cold. But when you're out feeding the critters then, Kim, that means that you can't like take a whiz in a bush in case it freezes.
Yeah. Well, you could, you know, but you know, you might get your ass chapped a little.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean,
nobody wants that.
Yeah, well, when I'm out feeding the chickens... I definitely, I can't whip it out any longer because, well, the chicken, just in case the cock goes for the cock.
I was going to say,
yeah.
You might get attacked again, you know, might get jealous, you know.
Oh, dear. Yeah, no, do you know what? It's been, this week hasn't been too bad. There was a couple of days this week, it's been not warm, it's been cool, but it was foggy for 2 days. It was like you know, that London fog, you know, down London Way? It was like pea soup for 2 days. And then the end of the week was pretty dry, and I had stuff to do today or outside, and it was just horrible rain, horrible cold. I got nothing done. It's nothing. But I did go to my niece's birthday party tonight. She's 9. Whee! And they have a dog, and I love dogs, and I used to have at one time I had three dogs at one time. I had an Irish red setter, my favorite. I had an old English sheepdog and a lab, all at the one time. Three dogs, three big dogs. And, well, one thing or another happened. Never had them when Judith and I first got together. The house was too small, and we parted the dogs in different farms and friends of ours. Anyway, I'd love another dog again, but now I seem to be completely allergic to dogs.
Yeah.
So I'm round there in the sister-in-law's house tonight, and I'll last about an hour, and they have a King Charles Spaniel.
Mm-hmm. Does your nose start itching and you start sneezing? And...
No, I start to sneeze, and my chest starts to get tight, like asthma. It's just, and then it's, so then I feel an itchy, eyes itchy, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the King Charles or what, but I would love a little dog again. The only problem is Glenn would kick the dog to no end. He would tease it something shocking, but I don't know what's going to happen.
We had to look very carefully for ours because Jenny's got asthma. So we had to get one what was sort of like for hypoallergenic people. So that's why I went for the poodle Bichon Cross because they don't shed. They've got hair rather than fur. And they're very good for allergies. So.
I don't think it's the hair. I mean, I'm in the house there. I'm not breathing in the hair. It must be the pheromones or whatever the hell. I mean, it makes me horny. I want to get down on my knees. Lift its tail or something. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Okay, look, I've been doing... tonight I came out and I always like to have a wee drink when I'm going. So I told you this a couple of weeks ago, my local Chinese, we exchanged gifts around Christmas time, and they give me this beautiful looking, in inverted commas, beautiful looking bottle of XO Brandy at Christmas time this year. So I thought I'd crack it open tonight and have a glass and bring it out with me. And before I came over here tonight, I poured the glass and took a sip and went, ew. It was like paraffin. It was really bad. It looked like cheap import Chinese brandy with a, it looks like really nice label, really nice bottle, but no. So sadly, that bottle of brandy will go down. So we're back to the old Irish whiskey tonight. So we'll survive. What else did I do this week? Apart from really busy in work, I did watch a wee bit of TV. Listened to a lot of books in the car while I've been driving about. But I have came across this thing with Ted Danson in it called The Good Place. I don't know if you have heard of this.
Mentioned this, yeah.
Yeah, so it's popped up on Netflix and it's just tickling my funny bone. It's really odd. It's about this girl and she dies. And so the first scene is she wakes up in this office and across the desk from her is this really cool Ted Danson is sitting there. And she's in heaven, Nirvana, whatever, something like that. So she's into the afterlife.
It's Kristen Bell, isn't it?
Is that who it is?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay.
And it turns out that she wasn't really good at all. She was quite a nasty, horrible, not nasty as in killing people, but really selfish and really mean. And there's been this mistake made and she shouldn't be there. But they've got the names mixed up and the other girl with her name really is a saint and has been overseas helping sick kids and all that sort of stuff. So she sort of goes along with it because she doesn't want to go to the bad place. And it's her and her, everybody that goes into this little tiny little village, this beautiful little village, they all get soulmates. So who's the perfect match for them in life? And her soulmate is a good guy, but he sort of agrees to help her become a good person. And it's all the funnies that come out of that. So it's good. Check out The Good Place. The episodes are only about, they must only be about 15 minutes long. It's really, really quick. Yeah. But I've it's not big, it's light, but it's funny. I find it funny.
Yeah. I've got the trailer running now on the stream. It looks
yeah.
good.
Yeah, it's good. Right, you know I like my audiobooks as well. So
and I like a bit of sci-fi. This week I've been rattling two. I've just finished the second one today, and it's the first one's called Rebel Fleet. It's by a guy called B.V. Larson. The guy who's reading it is a guy called Mark Boyette. Brilliant, with all the voices and bits and pieces. Similar in style as far as the humor is concerned to the sort of the Ember War stuff there that we have listened to before, and what's the other one? Yeah, all of the Bobiver stuff. So yeah, if you're looking for if you've listened to any of those other ones, Orion Fleet. Sorry, that's the second one. It's Rebel Fleet is well worth picking up. So yeah, if you like that sci-fi funniness with some good thinking stuff in it as well, it's good fun. What are you, Mark? You've been back onto Black Mirror again?
Yeah. Well, I've sort of like binged watched the first three seasons. Some of them only had three episodes, but each one's a different vignette story about the near future and how technology could take us in different directions. And some of them are really interesting. Some of them quite graphic, some are quite horrific, and some are quite funny. But the new season's out now, season four, and there's six episodes in this, and they're really good. We watched them this week. And then I've transitioned from that, because that had finished, to something what my mum started watching, which she's got me into now. And it's quite an old one, and it's Vikings, which is on Amazon Prime TV. I think season six has just come out now. But I've just finished watching season one, and I've just started season two. I'm really enjoying it. It's really good.
Nice.
Yeah,
Is it sort of Game of Thronesy?
Yeah, like a Vikings 790 AD version of Game of Thrones, yeah. It's quite brutal, barbaric. But you've got the Scandinavian people who sort of like worship all the gods like Odin and that, and then they come over to England, and then you've got your Christians, and there's that different culture clash and that. It's really good. So I'm getting into that. So yeah, I've got quite a few to catch up on.
I was flicking around over Christmas time looking for something new to get stuck into. That's where I ended up with Longmire, Kim, which I've thoroughly enjoyed and finished that first season. And unfortunately, it's not free over here. You have to buy this. It's not anywhere free. So anyway, but I watched about 15 or 20 minutes of the very first episode of Vikings.
Yeah.
And I was sitting with Judith, and there was too much chopping off dead people in it. I think it might be a thing for me to watch.
Yeah, yeah. It's not for the faint hearted. Yeah.
You know, the Good Place is perfect for Judith. The Heart of Dixie is perfect for Judith. Friends, perfect for Judith. That's where I have to aim at, you know.
Yeah.
It's so friggin' jeepers.
I don't think I've watched much terrestrial TV at all now. It's all been on-demand stuff. It's really taken over now for me.
You know what? Watching through that keyhole tonight, then.
No, lad.
I watched through keyhole. No. Well, I was up to show notes, and through keyhole was on. It was good. And they had a Peter Stringfellow on keyhole. And, yeah, your woman that was the sexy one from the Bond movie. The young girl in the hot pants. What was her name? I don't know. Right. Yeah. And the girl from Heidi High.
Right.
Heidi High. Anyway.
Jenny watched it, but I didn't watch that. I was getting ready for this. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Martin's put in the chat, what's Vikings all about? It's about a...
It's about fucking Vikings!
It's about a spacefaring crew going on a voyage into outer space with Captain Kirk and... So that's all I've done.
Speaking of Captain Kirk, I watched Wrath of Khan today. That was interesting.
Yeah. Wow, that's an old one.
I haven't seen it in a while,
Oh, and just for...
Exactly.
Just for Gary Lever, Amros 89, the second part of a season of Star Trek Discovery is back on, and it's really good, so suck you.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He's gutted because he's got to pay for it over there, hasn't he? Because it's a joint venture with someone. So
I keep checking. When is it? Friday nights or Mondays?
Mondays.
Because I watched Friday night there. I think it was. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
it's got. It's kind of other dimension shit.
But it's
good. It is good. I like it. It's good. Oh, and that was Denise Richards. Yes. The best hot pants in town.
Ah, right. Yeah. Oh. Denise Richards. Yeah, she were in... Oh, yeah. Was she in Scream?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was actually in...
Starship Troopers.
Right, yeah. She was in... what's it called? House of Cards. She older lady in there. She looked really nice in that. So...
Okay. Yeah. So, The Wrath of Khan. All right, so... Sorry we're not talking about games at the moment, but this is important. I think The Wrath of Khan is one of the very, very best Star Trek movies ever made. Because of the tie-in with the original series, I just think it's brilliant. Marion Mastromios or whatever his name is, who died not that long ago. Monteblanc or whatever the hell his name is.
Oh, Ricardo Montalban?
Yeah. He was
Mr. Corinthian Leather.
He's just fantastic. Fantastic. And then I remember because me and my friend, we had it and the Genesis device going off at the end and the scene with Kirk and Spock. And that brought tears. I mean, that made me cry. And we've seen that in the cinema. And that got me, you know, my friend, you're Norway's. And up against the glass. And then how that leads into one of the worst movies. Well, it's not really. Search for Spock, but I mean the Genesis, the device and everything, it's just brilliant. It has so much stuff. It's got like the Hunt for Red October, the submarine bit in the cloud. It has it all. It has everything. It has the bugs that go into the ears and that makes you I love it. It's a good thing. Good. And do you like it? I mean,
I haven't seen it for a while. I just kind of sat there and watched it. And it holds up even after all these years.
I have a real guilty pleasure thing for Star Trek IV, The Return Home. I know it's pretty lame, but I quite like it. I don't know what it is about it. Everybody remember where we're parked.
Oh, the whale one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
always like it too. It's not high sci-fi stuff, but it is good. It's good. Anyway, right. This is a light show this week. There's not a lot happening out there yet, but let's have a chat about some of the stuff that we have got up to in games that we've played this week.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Indeed. Kim.
Yes.
Kim played Cuphead and some Super Lucky's Tale.
I did.
How did that go?
It actually went well. After trying the first, was it Forest Follies, the first run and gun mission on there, after dying about 30 times, finally the second night, I managed to beat it. So, yay. But at the rate I'm going, I'm not going to have Cuphead beat for at least 2 years, probably.
But it's that you just have to play the level over and over and over again. I mean, I did that one. And that first run and gun, it must have took me 50 goes to get through that. Because you get there and the end of it's not that hard when you get that sort of end boss.
Yep.
That isn't it like a little, it's like a little steam engine or an oven or something.
Yeah,
or
and it throws out them little acorn looking things. Yeah.
Yeah. So that bit's not that hard, but it's just getting
there
to that bit.
Yeah,
there's a bit in it where you go along the first bit, and then you have to sort of jump up, like Ori in the Blind Forest style, up a little bit, and then you run along again, and that's the hard bit for me. And then you get to the bit at the end, and you fly through it. But once you've killed that little steam engine thing, you think, yeah, I've done it. But then you have to keep going and jump over a few crevices or something before it goes to the very end.
Yeah, and they've got those little flower things, kind of like Mario Brothers, that come up and they can get you. And that's what usually got me towards the end, was one of those.
It is quality. It really is quality.
It's aggravating, yeah, but it's fun. So
yeah.
Oh, I'll keep at it.
Yeah. So Yeah. Well, that's like it's like marriage.
Yeah.
A good marriage.
Exactly.
Pleasurable torture. And Super Lucky's Tale. Does it hold up? Is it decent enough as a platformer control wise, or is it a bit?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's still got its little janky issues with the camera and stuff like that. But I mean, you know, for something that you know you want to pop in and play like a couple levels of, and then quit or you know something like that, it's all right. For a while there, it was about like Cuphead because I hadn't played a platformer for a while, so it was a little aggravating. But I'm getting there. I find the more I go at it and do these things, it gets a little easier as I go along. But yeah, I mean, I got it on sale for like, I don't know, what was it, $15 or something. So, I mean, if it goes on sale and you're looking for some little platformer to play, then I say go for it.
Honestly, I actually think Cuphead, where Super Lucky Tale is an adventure platformer, I actually think Cuphead has got more to do with a bullet hell shooter than it does with platforming. You know, yes, there's a route that you have to follow and you have to zigzag out here and there, but I think it's more shooter than platformer.
Mm-hmm. I can agree with that, yeah.
And Mark,
yep,
you've been back to the base canon again.
Yeah, well, I mentioned last week that the DLC was out on PC. Now, it actually came out on the Xbox and PS4 on Friday, yesterday, which is a 1,000 Days Wasted drum and bass pack DLC for Aero. So you get three new tracks. You also get the option of getting different skins for your ships and that. The tracks are not my particular taste in music. I'm not that much into drum and bass, but they are good. Especially the third track, I really enjoyed that. I tend to like more sort of like EDM traps type stuff for that sort of thing. But yeah, but yeah, it's really good. It's for what it costs. I think it's about $3.99. Luckily, I had Microsoft sent some messages out on Xbox Live or emails about promoting Forza, and they duplicated it or something. So they very kindly sent people £5 gift cards to make up for the duplication of emails, so they can send me as many duplicates as they want if I want to keep sending me £5. So that's actually paid for my DLC pack, so thank you, Microsoft. So, yeah.
Hey! Hey, hold on. Oh, stop.
What?
I've just realised something.
What?
Tweaky has gone. The Tweaky headphones are away.
There's a story behind that. And that is because I've not been right well this week. I've had a bit of an infection. Mia's been really poorly. You probably heard her last week being pukey. Well, she got really poorly for a few days. She had an ear infection. And I've got a bit of an ear infection and just getting over it. So my big silver cans, my Twiggy ones, they're full cup ones and they cover the complete ear, but they were affecting my ears, they were hurting them. So I've had to wear these because they're a lot lighter. So they'll be back next week.
The Twiggy headphones are full cups.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a full.
What would they be? A D size cup? Double D's. These are more like a B?
Yeah, no, double D's.
Okay. Okay, so Aero, and Aero is a great game. We've talked about it before, so it's well worth supporting those developers. What is the Escape from Tarkov? What is that?
Right. So this game is currently in beta. It's not actually launched officially yet, but if you pre-order the game, you get into the closed beta. There's quite a lot of people on Twitch playing it. The PUBG guys on PC, a few of these have got this, and peer pressure and all that lot. I looked into it, and it was on sale at the time for the January sales with 25% off, so I took a plunge into it, and I really like it. To explain what this is a... Oh God, it's hard to explain. It's like a sim MMO version of Rainbow Six Siege crossed with PUBG. You enter.
Oh, wait till Greg gets a hold of that. Trying to explain, he'll give it a new title. They'll call it a pony fluffing adventure loot grab game or something.
Graphically, it is amazing. It looks so good. But it, sound plays a massive key in it, like in PUBG, but it's very hardcore. There's no HUD whatsoever. All you've got is your gun in front of you. If you want to check how much ammo you got in, you've got to press Alt and T, and he'll actually pull the magazine out, look in the magazine, and see how many bullets you've got in, and it's a rough estimate. Then you have to check the chamber, and to reload, you need ammo clips in your vest or your pockets, and to reload, he'll pull the magazine out and put another magazine in. So say you fire a couple of shots off, normally in a video game, you'll just automatically reload, won't you, so you've got a full mag. In this, mm-hmm. Say you've got a mag of 8 bullets and you shoot 2, if you reload, you are, in effect, wasting 6 bullets. So it's that realistic. And what you have to do is...
What was that series? What was it what was that series, Mark?
Red Dragon.
Did you mention it?
Operation Dragon Flashpoint.
Flashpoint. Yeah, they were really, really accurate.
Yeah, that was... that's a good...
An armor as well.
What you have to do is you set your loadout for your character from your stash, and then when you go into the game, you have to loot stuff, find stuff, kill a few... There's AI characters in there as well as real players. You can loot their bodies, and it takes time looting because you're searching the pockets and everything, so you're vulnerable while you're searching. And then you have to get to an extraction point. There's usually one... Well, there's one definite extraction point, and then there's two... What could possibly be there? You have to check for the smoke flares, the green smoke flares. And then once you escape, you get to keep all that loot and you put it in your stash. The only trouble is, if you get killed and you get looted by another player, you will lose all your stuff. So,
no!
Yeah, and it is... it is an awful feeling when you lose, like, some major weapons or armour, because you know there's no way you're getting them back. You have to go mm-hmm. back into the game and try loot someone else or find another weapon to replace that weapon. So there's that element to it, and it's really tense. At the moment, with the beta, it gives you some decent weapons to start with. You get some armour, you get quite a bit of money to start you off. But obviously once the game launches, I don't know what's going to happen with all that. I don't know if that's all going to go and you'll all start from scratch, so that's going to be interesting. But yeah, if anyone's interested in this, just watch it on Twitch. It's intriguing to watch. It's not as action-packed as PUBG, because even your basic weapons like your pistols, if you get a headshot with one of them, you're dead. That's it. It's really realistic. And if you do get shot as well, say you get shot in the leg, you will have like mass blood loss in that leg. So you've got to, if you have bandages to sort of like wrap it up. If you don't have bandages, your blood loss will be quite severe, and eventually you'll die. You'll be limping. You can't have good mobility. So it's so realistic. It's untrue. So it's very interesting. I've got used to playing one of the maps. There's 3 maps at the moment, but when the full game releases, there's going to be quite a series of maps, and we're all going to be interlinked, and there's going to be a story behind it. So it's set in Russia, hence the name Escape from Tarkov. So yeah, it's very interesting. I've had a few games of it. I've had some successful runs, I've had some non-successful runs, and I've got quite hooked on it the other week. What you can do is you can also go in as a scav. Every 30 minutes you're allowed to go in as a scav, which is what the AI players are, but you actually control one of them and you don't risk anything. You go in with a set preload. They will determine the randomness of a preload, so you might go in with a shotty, you might go in with an AK, you might go in with a pistol, but if you manage to escape as that scav, you get to keep everything you have on that scav and whatever you've looted. So that's another advantage. And if you do get killed, you don't lose anything. So yeah, it's very interesting.
Cool. Yeah, it's PC.
Yeah, it's absolutely a massive PC thing. Yeah, I can't see this coming to console because of the amount of controls and realisticness to it. But you never know; it might do.
No, and there's no, but there is certain games that PC does extremely well.
It's definitely a PC type game. It's very MMO-y, very nerdy. Very realistic. So, yeah, it's good. And the other
good.
One, we've both been playing the
other
one.
Let's do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's do it. It's about the only thing that I've played this week, Well, I'm sorry if you're getting bored with this, but we are definitely not getting bored with this. PUBG is fabulous. I think I've played maybe two or three sessions with the guys this week. We've had Mark and Greg and myself, and there was Smurf, Dan, or Dave, sorry, and there was young Stan last night as well. I think the night we had there with Dave was just friggin' awesome. The four of us.
Oh, I did not see that movie, but I still can't get over that. I just drove straight into a river, and I did not know it was there. But I'll say, Matt, what's that river? What river?
Four of us in a Jeep, wasn't that long? You're driving, and we're going, and the perfect example of standard Xbox against Xbox One X, pop in, can see it. But just, again, every time, like even last night, we were like on catch-up all the time.
Yeah,
you know, we one of the games we were just we were well out of the circle and not having to rush to get into it and just about getting there all the time, and we are getting top fives and top sixes nearly every game.
Yeah,
but it's just brilliant fun. It is just great. It is really cool, and I'm just loving my time with it. It is an issue. I can understand where some of the guys have been lost in PUBG. It is the sort of thing you can drop into for one game, and that's your wee 20-minute fix. There is updates happening. I think there's another update rolling out in
I just wanted to mention there's been a big update come out today, and this update is a game changer for me. It is one of the best updates we've had so far. I have not had a crash since this update. It does tend to render in quicker, and the main thing is, it now puts your pistol on a different button sequence. Before, if you press Y to change your weapons from your primary to your secondary, it also includes your pistol, and sometimes when you're switching weapons in a firefight and you're panicking, the last thing you want to do is pull your pistol out when you want your submachine gun. So now they've moved that to a separate button. It's now up on the D-pad. Yeah, so when you press the Y button, it'll switch between your primary and secondary, and it's a lot better. And they have also included an alternate aiming system now. So if you go in the menu settings, you can go into controller, and there is a Type A and a Type B now. The Type A is the old existing one, which is inherent from the PC. So if you tap left trigger, it'll go down aim down sights. If you hold left trigger, it'll do the third person zooming in. Type B, I find, is more console orientated, because you pull the left trigger, he aims down the sights like any other normal shooter game. Let go of the trigger, it pops back out of the sights. To do the third person aiming, you just press and hold the right bumper, and I find that way better, absolutely more intuitive for a console controller.
That interests me, because I was thinking about this just over the last while. I mean, as the numbers start to go up and as it continues to gain popularity, I wonder if there's going to be a point where the two versions, the PC version and the console version, sort of start to split off a little bit.
Yeah.
And I can imagine them bringing in some assistance with shooting, the aim assist a bit on the console, but they want to do that on PC because it's mouse, I suppose, and keyboard for most people. But I wonder, if they start bringing aim assist on the console versions, that's sort of a divergence. And already that control system that you're talking about, of course, I'm sure there's people who play with a controller on the PC as well. But I'd say
the ideal way
to play it on the PC is mouse and keyboard. That is a divergence already.
Yeah, I think they will keep them separate, and they've already shown the commitment to that by introducing this new control setup. What I'd like to see as well is the weapon wheel type menu system. A lot of games, you press and hold a button and it'll bring up all your weapons in a wheel, and also your health packs, your grenades, so you can easily select a health pack and just do it. Although it's not that bad now anyway, because for health, you just press down on the D-pad to access it quickly, or just press your inventory button anyway. So it's not too bad. It is definitely getting improvements. This has been it came out 12th of December. We're now on the 13th of January, so it's been out 4 weeks, and it's had four updates. So that shows the commitment we've got to this, and Microsoft, because look historically at what Microsoft are like for doing updates and their certification. So they must have this agreement with Bluehole that they will push certification through fast because it's an ever-changing thing.
Does it? But does it need certification because it's in preview program?
Yeah, probably. I think they all need certification. Yeah. Otherwise, it won't be allowed on the Microsoft system.
So. Yeah. Yeah, when all those... all the crashes and stuff, so maybe there's a wee bit more leeway there, but I still think that Microsoft has recognized that this is a real point of difference for them.
Yeah.
I know there is more talk about a PlayStation version, and again, that won't come to PlayStation until it's in its final release, so
that
could be six months or a year away.
It is where the buzz is.
I mean, the Destiny players, the Call of Duty guys, all of them, they've all disappeared to this. It's not everybody's cup of tea. I know Jason getting tacos. He bought it and hates it. Thinks it's a waste of money. And it's not going to be everybody's cup of tea.
No.
I think if you were just playing it by yourself, you might get a bit tired of it.
Yeah.
But playing it with a group of idiots, it's just great fun.
I had a couple of solo rounds earlier, and I quite enjoyed it solo. I've not played it solo for a while because I wanted to test a new patch, and then my two nephews came on, and my son, so I teamed up. We had a full squad, and sadly, I died sort of like fairly early on. But we had a chicken dinner. I was part of a team, so I'll take it. So they got me a chicken dinner. Did the boys? So they did really well. But yeah, it's like I say, the patch today has made so many improvements for stability wise.
Hopefully, I'll get that downloaded overnight. I've had some issues, as we know. No video for me tonight with my internet connection over the last few days. It's been bloody awful. So if I am Skypey today, please, sorry. But I will switch the Xbox on tonight and see if that'll download overnight. I do have a really big. A big, hard,
boner.
Hard problem. Yeah. And this is about this year and the games that are coming out. Now, we are going to tackle a nice what's coming and predictions and talking about new games over the next week or so. And Red Dead, of course, is probably going to be up there. I've already pre-ordered Sea of Thieves. I've taken a stab at that. And there'll probably be a few other bits and pieces. But I'm just looking at some of the stuff that I have bought over Christmas time and some of the sales. And with my Game Pass and EA Access, I'm actually considering that my big hard problem may be doing as I did last year and spending very, very little on new games this year. I mean, I've got... You know, Far Cry 4, Primal, which I picked up, Assassin's Creed Syndicate, which I hear is brilliant.
Yeah,
I want to get through Fallout 4 and The Witcher. I've got Horizon Zero Dawn coming to me from some nice guy eventually when I'm ready for it.
Yeah. I've got to Rich it first. I've promised Rich, so I'll see what he wants to do.
I know. I'm in no hurry. But I've got some absolutely fabulous games to play stacked up.
Yeah, and I've got shitloads to.
I don't need to buy loads this year.
No.
I really don't.
No.
Yeah, I've got Ukulele there that came at Christmas time as well. I mean, there's got so much great stuff.
Yeah.
So I could almost have a year off again.
Yeah, I'm about quarter of the way through Origins. I've got Watch Dogs 2 to play. I've got Mafia 3 still to play. Dark Souls 2, Dark Souls 3. I've lost Legacy, Uncharted. I've definitely got enough games to last me a year. I don't really need any more. Although Red Dead's going to have to be a purchase no matter what. If you don't buy Red Dead, then you don't belong in the gaming industry, do you?
Again, we'll talk about it. I mean, I can't imagine... what's that one? A begins with A... Ascension? No. The big fancy one that was shown at E3.
Anthem.
I can't imagine it coming this year. I know it's got a placeholder for this year, but I just can't imagine it. So I don't know. But again, the quality of older stuff that I have, it's just brilliant. And it's not a year of living game. Justly, it's just a big hard problem here. And I think last year has proved that you don't need to go out day one to get unless it's something you really want. Mm-hmm. I think it's taking the edge off, just getting it new and shiny.
Yeah.
I've
lost that impulse a couple now. Weeks. Yeah, thanks to Yolga, I've lost that impulse of must have it day one. There's a certain few exceptions which are more multiplayer side, like PUBG, but it wasn't a full price thing anyway, so... Yeah, it's been a good thing, that, Robin. I don't suppose you've done your wrap-up show for it yet, have you?
No, I haven't. No, one thing or another over Christmas. I really hope to get it done, but I will get it done. It is still going. There are people that are finishing stuff off, so we will do that. Okay, so that's what we've been playing. Let's do a wee bit of quick news.
News, that's me, innit? Where's the news?
Here is the fucking news.
And the news is Robin's coughing his guts up.
I apologise, I shouldn't have been there. Forgive me. And it's not that I have the cold. I don't have the cold, I have dog. And that's what it is. A few wee quick things. Wee interesting stuff. If you're old enough to remember the Duke controller, the Duke was an original controller and the original Xbox. It was a big brute of a thing. For guys like Mark, maybe, and myself with big hands, it was a cool controller. It felt really good in your hand. And it's actually coming back. It's coming back for Xbox One and PC. And if you remember, it only had triggers at the back. It didn't have bumpers. And they are putting little bumpers on the top as well. So it will act like a full proper controller. If you remember the big dual button in the middle of it, it's now going to be a little screen. And it's going to play the new Xbox startup movie. I find that hard to believe, but this is what they're saying. And this is coming from Seamus Blackley, who is sort of the father of Xbox. Yeah. And this is coming out around the end of March for about $70, which will probably turn into 70 quid over here. But, you know, that's cool. That'll be a nice extra controller. If you have a set of,
I remember the original because the one of the reasons it was so fat is it used to put the memory card in the controller. You remember that? It had a slot in the controller for the memory unit on the original Xbox.
Are you not thinking about the Dreamcast?
No, I never had a Dreamcast.
I'm sure, Duke around here somewhere.
I'm sure it had a memory unit in the controller, as well as obviously it had a hard drive as well, but.
I'll have a hook out. I didn't remember a slot for memory card.
I'm sure it did. Let me try and find one.
Okay, I have one in the back room here in storage, so I'll maybe pull one out. So that's interesting enough. If you're a fan of the Duke, it's coming out. It's a company called Hyper King are bringing that controller back. So yeah, that'll be a bit of fun. Okay, quickly, PUBG has now reached 3 million players. I think the last time we talked about this, it was at 2 million. Now, that's a fair bit for a preview program. It is far, far short of what PC are. PC are about 28 million, I believe, somewhere about there. 28 million copies sold for PC with 3 million concurrent players all at the same time. Now, Aaron Greenberg, from Xbox, he's the general manager of game marketing. He's been saying that this week they've added a first-person support for solo and duo and squads gameplay. And they're just saying they're just getting started with tons of updates planned, including more game optimization and the new Miramar map. So I take it Miramar is that desert map that's on PC already?
Yes,
is that correct, Mark?
Yep.
So, yeah, it looks like they're giving it lots of attention, but 3 million's not too shabby. My little Irish friend, Potato, has PUBG done pretty good for him. It's doing pretty well. Another one here, which I like the idea of, a game called Assassin's Creed Rogue, which we all probably know about.
Yeah.
So Assassin's Creed Rogue, it really didn't get the appreciation it deserved. It was released the same year as Assassin's Creed Unity, but of course, which was on new gen. But it was released on the PS3 and Xbox 360. in that transition mm-hmm. period, and it was kind of lost. It just mm-hmm. it disappeared. And the what they've done now is that they're giving it a full remaster, and it's coming out on PS4 and Xbox One on March the 20th. And from what I hear from people that have played this, it is a really, really good game. One of the it's up there with Assassin's Creed 2 and Brotherhood.
Yeah, this reviewed better on the 360 and PS3 than what Unity did on the new gen consoles at the time. Because Assassin's Creed Unity was new stuff, and they'd release this more or less just before or about the same time for the older consoles. And this reviewed way better than Unity. Unity got shunned, didn't it? Well, it was shit, anyway. One of the worst Assassin's Creed games, and I love Assassin's Creed. So I'm looking forward to this.
So there you. Okay, so you've got an original Xbox official memory card. But was that for the controller?
Yeah, it goes in the top of the controller. Oh. And your Xbox Live went into the first slot where you used to put the headset with the volume control.
Huh. Oh,
do you remember them? That's a long time ago, about 12, 13 years ago.
I maybe just never did that. I never put a controller in it. Maybe
You didn't really need one because it had a hard drive. It had an 8-gigabyte hard drive, didn't it? Or was it 20-gigabyte? But the reason we used the controller's memory cards was we had... me and Jason used to want to sort of like save his own games, so we'd each had his own memory cards. So.
My original Xbox OG was a nerfed one.
Right, well, ours was a proper original
one. And it had... And it had a big hard drive in it, and it's like one of the ones like Nat has and Mike Chin, but years ago. So it had loads of stuff on it and loads of games, and and we dip switches at the front that you changed around. And
I used to like the menu on that, where it had that green thing, and it had like electricity, sort of like trapping the logo in the middle. I really liked that original console. We've actually got. where I work in one of the in the sort of like mesh room where the crew sort of like sit and that, there's actually an Xbox One original console in there. So I don't know if it's hooked. I've never seen it.
It's funny when you fire up it had this new good groovy startup thing.
Yeah,
and the Xbox One X has a wee bit extra before it goes to the green screen when you start up from cold as well.
Right,
going through like the chipset thing, which is it's kind of. Nice little touch. Assassin's Creed Rogue Remastered out towards the end of March. I think that's one to look out. Hopefully it'll not be full price. Don't know. You play as Shea Patrick Cormick. He's an assassin turned traitor. I don't really need to do an Irish accent to it. And he is on a mission to hunt down his former allies. I think there's quite a little bit of C word, like black flag stuff in it as well. So that's good. Okay, last little thing here, which is not really news, but it's sort of a rumor. And we'd sort of heard this before that Microsoft they're about to prep a new achievement system called Careers. And it's going to sit alongside the current system. And this is according to Windows Central. What they're saying is this is to compensate for how achievements emphasize playing a wide breadth of games, so you play more loads of games and get lots of achievements in all of them. For players who only play one game, so like the people that play constantly PUBG, Destiny 2, stuff like that, FIFA, so they are going to be rewarded, and just instead of chasing those 1,000 points and then moving on to the next game. So Microsoft, they haven't confirmed this plan yet, but they say they're actively committing resources to it. This is from Windows Central again. And they're saying that the system should take a form of level-based progression, similar to the PlayStation Trophy system. So I don't quite know what that means. What does that mean?
Well, on the PlayStation, your bronze, silver and trophies are each got a different value to them, and your platinum, so that depends on your level. So, but they did try something similar to this years ago on 360, didn't they? Where you could actually win avatar items and stuff. So, it'd be good to sort of like give some sort of reward back to players.
Yeah, well, for people that only play Destiny 2 or FIFA, or Call of Duty, you know, well, maybe they're going to play them anyway, but it's nice because, I remember, I used to love the Avatar stuff. Because you got your Red Dead t-shirt.
Well, they're revamping the Avatar stuff, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but where does it fit on? Even if you think about PlayStation or Xbox, where does it fit in the screen? Or maybe it's just to give it a wee bit of space so you have your little avatar on each screen then.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's... Because I like those wee guys, those kooky little guys. I don't know, they were cool. And again, you know yourself, Mark, you ran the Xbox and PlayStation Summer Achievement
Chase. Yeah, the Gamerscore things.
For several years.
Yeah.
And it sort of fell out. It was lost a wee bit in the change.
I had too much going on.
The next gen.
Yeah. I might have to sort of like think of bring it back, but in a slightly easier way, I think. So.
Yeah, well, maybe it will with something like this here
as well. Yeah, might tie in nicely.
So that's sort of the news that we've got to sort of chat about. Not a lot going on there right now, but that's okay. It'll soon start to warm up. Jason... getting tacos. He tweeted to us this week to ask about Path of Exile. He's saying that Path of Exile is great, and why are we not talking about it?
PUBG. PUBG. I tweeted him back, said we're playing PUBG. that's basically what's taking our time up at the moment. So
now, Path of Exile, is that the free one?
Yeah.
Kim, or what's the one?
Pillars of Eternity is the pay one, isn't it?
Pillars of Eternity is the one I've got. Frig me, I've got it too.
Yeah.
I've got Pillars of Eternity.
I
want
to get that one, but. You know, wait.
I've played Path of Exile on PC, and it's a good Diablo clone. Not wrong
it
with
is. It. It is a really good game.
It's just time, isn't it? It's just having time to play it.
Exactly.
It's just too many. Too many games.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we're going to have a little bit. I've got a couple of questions for you guys and a little sort of a quiz. So let's do a quiz.
We've got a brand new quiz for 2018. Listen to the questions and answer them.
And that bumper was done in the style of Pill Street.
Yeah,
that's a placeholder. That is not
real. Robin says earlier tonight, about an hour before we went live, oh, we've got a quiz tonight. I'm like, have we? Oh my god, I ain't got a jingle for that yet. So yeah, Robin sent a WhatsApp over of him doing a silly voice, and I just added it to some Mastermind music. So I think that went quite well.
I think it really did. So if you have a look on the show notes, you'll have your names there: Bark and Dim.
Yeah,
We do have some very, very good news for the podcast, and you'll hear about it next week. So our team may be expanding somewhat again with some fresh blood, but we'll talk more about that next week when that person maybe appears. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
The Bark and Dim thing, and I was a bobbin. it all got a bit out of hand earlier.
There's other stuff. Well,
there was other stuff. Yeah. Anyway, questions. Okay. Mm-hmm. Question number one: which of these voice actors did not appear in the game or any of the games with Spyro? So that would be the Games to Life guys now as well. So those Skylanders and Spyro games. Okay. So out of these, which one of these voice actors did not appear in Spyro? Elijah Wood, Matthew Mercer, Dennis Hopper, or Gary Oldman? Which of one of those guys did not appear in Spyro or any of the Spyro games? Elijah Wood, Gary Oldman, Dennis Hopper, or Matthew Mercer? So I need your answers after three. Three.
That was a dick move, Robin. That was a dick move.
I've gone for one.
Okay, we've got two answers. Okay, well, Matthew Mercer... He's famous for Attack on Titan and Naruto.
Is it? I don't know. I've never heard of him.
Lots, lots and lots of stuff like that there. Definitely, Spyro. He was definitely in Spyro and in lots of Spyro games. Elijah Wood has been in tons and tons of games, including Spyro and Lord of the Rings stuff, tons of stuff. Gary Oldman has also been in quite a few games and also in Spyro. But the correct answer then is Dennis Hopper.
Now,
Dennis Hopper, he was in GTA Vice City.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But he was not in Spyro. So there you go. That was quite good. Very good, Kim. Dim? Not
my
Dim, Kim.
Spyro game playing is paying off. Finally.
Okay. Next question. As far as square miles are concerned, which one of these which one of these maps is the smallest?
Ooh.
Is it Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt? Is it Fallout 4? Is it Far Cry 2? Or Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion?
Which was the biggest?
The Witcher, which was the smallest?
Oh, smallest.
The Witcher 3, Fallout 4, Elder Scrolls, Oblivion, or Far Cry 2? It was one you kept on getting shot and getting shot and getting shot and getting shot.
They were all big maps, weren't they?
Which one was the smallest out of those four? Witcher 3, Oblivion, Fallout 4, or Far Cry 2? So I need your answers after three. Three.
That was a dick move, Robin. That was a dick move.
Okay, well, I've got two different answers again. And Kim is saying Far Cry 2. And it was a map of 31 square miles.
I played that, and that was a huge map. It used to take you ages to go to the different corners.
Fallout 4.
Yeah.
It was 39 square miles. So it's bigger again. And then it's between the Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion and Witcher 3. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt was 56 square miles. And Oblivion was only 16. Yay. It was the little baby.
Yay.
I'll be darned.
So Bark is right. Woof. Woof, woof, woof.
Bark.
Very good.
So there you go.
I know Skyrim was a lot bigger than Oblivion. But yeah, I knew they were all big maps. I wasn't sure about Oblivion because I hardly played that. But I know Far Cry 2 was huge for what it was. And yeah, them respawning checkpoints, man, they were a killer. So if it wasn't for them, that would be a decent game. Yeah.
But it had a fantastic
and you had and you had malaria and you kept injecting yourself. Yeah, the map level idea was really good, yeah. Good times.
So there you go. Thank you very much, Bongo, for the scene, for sending that quiz in. You're quite a guy. You're a gentleman, a judge of fine wines. Just quite beautiful. I want to have your babies. Kim, would you please take us through the new game releases, please?
Sure. Your new releases for January 13th through the 20th, 2018 are Street Fighter V Arcade Edition for the PS4 and the PC on the 16th, Digimon Story Cyber Sleuth Hacker's Memory for the PS4 and Vita on the 19th, and Kirby Battle for the 3DS on the 19th as well.
Yeah, that's all sort of Oh, it's PS4 and Vita stuff there as well, 3DS. Funny, I earlier on today I watched a bit of there was a Nintendo Mini, they're one of their little reports, and they were saying that Payday 2, the heist, is coming to the Switch very, very soon.
Yep.
So it seems to be a lot. They're getting a lot of good support with that little device. Cool. Okay, not a lot. Kirby Battle, 3DS. Why?
3DS.
I mean, I suppose there are lots and lots of them out there, so that's... Yeah, but, I mean, if you're a mom... If they and you're going, Mommy, give me a game. You'll go into the smelly shop and they'll pick up 3DS games. You know, it doesn't have to be the
newest.
Do you
know they'd sell instantly millions more Switches if they made that so it played 3DS games? Backward compatible. If that Switch played 3DS games, they'd better replace the 3DS with it, wouldn't they? They wouldn't have any problems.
Yeah, I suppose it's difficult with the dual screen for some of the games. But then again, so what? You know, maybe just some of those games that had that double map. Maybe you use the screen up and down.
Yeah.
And use the Joy-Cons. Yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, it's doable. Anything. I don't like impossible. I like doable, and anything's doable.
Yeah.
Mark, your monthly freebies, let's quickly rattle to them again because we've missed last week.
Yep. So for the Xbox, for Games with Gold for January 2018, you've got Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing 3, and you've got the whole of January to get that downloaded and officially purchased for free. And then from the 16th of January to 15th of February, you can download Zombie, which is the port version of a Wii U game, which I didn't really much enjoy. I found it a bit too difficult, but there you go, you can try it for now.
Scary, did it make you cry? Did it make you run away?
It's just too hard. Xbox 360 and also Xbox One backward compatible. You've got Tomb Raider Underworld available until the 15th of January, so you've got 2 days left to get that. And it's worth a play. I played that on 360 back in the day. Really enjoyed it. So yeah, get that downloaded. And then from the 16th of January to the 31st, you can download Army of Two, which I never played. So I'm looking forward to probably having a go at that. But it's supposed to be a good co-op game. And then we have for the...
Sorry, hold on. What? Really?
What?
Really? It's supposed to be a good game?
I've heard it.
Army of Two?
Yeah, I've heard it's a good co-op game. Is it not?
I heard horror stories about it.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Kane and Lynch?
Yeah, well, that's even worse. That's a horror and a nightmare all together. Yeah. I mean, goodness me, John Wick, that's like John Wick losing his car and his dog.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
So, yeah, for PlayStation Plus members for January, you can download Deus Ex Mankind Divided, which is a pretty decent game by all accounts. I've not played it yet. Get that downloaded. Batman the Telltale series, a full season of Batman is available. Starblood Arena, which is a PS Plus bonus, but you need PSVR. It's a VR game. That's You is another PS Plus bonus, and you need Playlink for that, so you use your phones. It's like a quiz game, a bit like Jackbox. Sacred 3 is available for the PS3, freebies, and you've got Book of Unwritten Tales 2 on PS3, Psycho Pass Mandatory Happiness, sounds like a Japanese shit game, don't it, for PS Vita, and Uncanny Valley for PS Vita and PS4, and I'm actually interested in Uncanny Valley. I've heard a lot of people say good things about it, so...
I'm going to fire up the PS4 for Mankind Divided.
Yeah.
I think that's, yeah.
I've not used my Vita for ages, so I might have to put Uncanny Valley on for work.
I sold my Vita around Christmas time. I got, I don't know, which one is your, mine was an original.
Mine's an original, OLED, yeah, mine is as well. The 3G.
All right.
And
3G as well. Yeah. I think I can look it up, but I think it was 125 quid.
Yeah, the OLED screen original ones are worth quite a bit compared to the new ones.
Yeah, they're getting far more.
Yeah.
Now, just when you talked about VR, and I don't know why I forgot about this. So, Joshua, my son, who is PC mad, you know, he's got this class, a bit like yourself, Mark, now he has. Three big screens set up. It's like flipping Cape Canaveral. It looks brilliant when you go into his room. The other night he was in a VR chat room without VR, and he was looking at it. So Joshua is at college. He's only 17, but he has a part-time job, and he works really hard at college, and he's working really hard at this part-time job. And I was chatting him tonight. I picked him up from college from Belfast yesterday because it sort of worked out time-wise all right. And on the way up the road, he was talking about, that VR thing that I was at last night. It was pretty good, and I like all the things it can do, and a lot of my guys use it. I said, well, you know, would you think about VR again? says, yeah, I think so. I says, as well, you know, what do you think about the Vive or the Oculus? He says, no, I think it'd be the Oculus because my room, yes, I could set up the Vive, but I need a lot more space. And, you know, if I was doing anything, I'd get the Oculus. So we're at my niece's party tonight, and he turns around to me and says, yeah, Dad, I ordered an Oculus. and I ordered a 1080 graphics card as well, just to make sure that it runs. Oh, fix it, Joshua, for God's sake.
What graphics card has he got at the moment?
I don't know. It's decent enough, but it's going to come out under this thing here.
Oh, I'm going to say, if he's selling it, I'll buy that off him.
No, I mean, I have the same, I think it's a Titan or whatever it was, motherboard that he has.
Yeah.
I bought it secondhand. And I built the new case and stuff, but it came with, there was a Celery processor, and that's what's lacking out here. So I was going to buy his a processor like his, because again, I don't game that much. But then again, anyway, so there is an Oculus coming to us and a beefy graphics card for him. So
I've seen that VR chat thing a few times on Twitch. It's mainly like Twitch fail videos. It looks quite funny. So I've got it on stream now. So yeah, you can choose different characters, can't you, and stuff. I saw one where it was weird, where there's one guy, he got this other guy who was a penguin, put him into this bathtub and had a sponge and started washing him, bathing him. It's just weird, man. Some weird shit goes on
in VR.
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, look, I mean, that'll be the second VR headset thing that we've had in here within a year. I mean, we had the PlayStation one for about 6 weeks or 8 weeks, and now he's bought an Oculus. I think the Oculus now is down to 300 and something odd quid.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Scan computers and a 1080 graphics card. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm sure I'll have a go at it somewhere, but. You know, fair play to him. Look, you know what? He's a nice lad. He's working hard for his money, and he's spending it the way he wants it to, I suppose. So he's building up his savings. So that'll be interesting over the next while. It's supposed to be here next week. Anyway, okay, victory achieved. Our victory achieved competition goes on. Our winner has got his money from the last quarter, which was Cybul.
Yeah.
Good lad. Thanks for getting that sorted, Mark. And victory achieved carries on. This will now run from the 1st of January until the end of March. And what it is, if you haven't heard us before, we encourage you to finish your games. Finish them to the credits. And when you do that, you'll get all your value out of your game. You'll have played it and got all the money, squeezed all the money out of it. Great. You'll have seen everything and most things in the game and you'll have played the story. And that's good. You'll feel good about yourself. But you can feel even better about yourself by winning some money to buy some more games. So what you do is you take a lovely selfie of yourself with the credits in the background and you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved. It'll be retweeted from our podcast account. You'll be famous for 5 seconds and then we'll talk about you on the show and it'll be wonderful. And once every 3 months we take a draw for you to win dollars or pounds for PSN, XBL, Steam, for Nintendo, whatever you want, we'll sort you out. And the people that finished games this week, Kim, would you like to rattle through those if you have those there?
Sure. We have Gunslinger X 1983 with Destiny 2, Denok TQ with Super Mario Odyssey, The Taff Man with Cuphead, Viva La Pedros with Pony Island. Righty, Pony Island. Alrighty, we have John Mouse with Resistance, Burning Skies, Natras 79 with God of War 3, Filthy with Star Wars Battlefront 2. Scrolling. We have Denot TQ again with Assassin's Creed Oranges, Amorous 89 with Cuphead, Infected Psyche with What Remains of Edith Finch. That's another one I'd like to play, I think. Terraform with Ruiner, Denok again with Hitman, Mr. Miyagi 1984 with Gran Turismo 6, Cybul 27 with Injustice, Gods Among Us, and Gunslinger again with Titanfall 2.
That's a really, really good list of games that people have finished this week.
Denok's finished some big games, haven't he?
Mm-hmm.
Super Mario Odyssey, Assassin's Creed Oranges, and Hitman.
Pony Island. Probably Ireland. I mean, I know. Sorry, Pedro. Because I know
Amrath said he was a so good proud. Game. Yeah, well, yeah.
He was so proud of you finishing this week. Someone else played this game. That's wonderful. Yeah, there's a good depth of games. So well done to everybody that finished the game this week.
I may get this special sound.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
Oh my goodness, our Lord and Master. Oh, just to hear his voice makes me wriggle in my seat. Okay, we're going to get this closed up now before my voice goes completely. So if you want to come along and join be a part of our podcast and join in, you can. And in a wee second, either Mark or Kim are going to talk about the lovely people that are in the chat. By the way, if I can just ask you in the chat right now, Baron Von Glore got the Japanese version of a Vita. What's the difference? So let us know in the chat. Yeah, so you can come along, 11 o'clock in the UK, 3 p.m. West Coast, 6 p.m. East Coast, 1 a.m. for our listener in Cape Town. Please go on to iTunes and leave us a review. If you've never done it, please, please do that. Come and join some of our OC Podcast clubs on whatever platform that you're on, and join our Discord group at discord.ocpod.com. We are, of course, very, very active on Twitter and Facebook and places like that as well. And we've got a lovely little bit of audio to tell you all about that. If you're a boy, enjoy it. If you're a girl, enjoy it. This voice is like chocolate.
Silk chocolate.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us, podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
And we really would. We really would love to hear from you. It can make so much. It's lovely when you get a tweet. And I know email's really old-fashioned, but please, it'd be lovely if you sent a wee email to.
Or a
speak pipe. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, it's nice. We love getting feedback because, as Kim says every single week, we do this because of you. And it's because of you we do this. And speaking of which, Kim and Mark, what about our shatters that are in there? Because I see all these little messages flying up and down.
Yeah, we've had quite a few in there. RCGC's in there. Martin is in there. Fake Wint is in there. Baron Von Glauer. I think Betch showed up there for a little while. So, you know.
Oh, cool.
They've been a chatty bunch today. So it's all good.
Yeah, I see some. I mean, if you look at this message list here, it's like a psychologist's worst nightmare. I mean, the first message I see at the top of the screen is Assassin's Potato. I've got monkeys in here. I've got PUBG Viking DLC. You know, I got the newer Japanese one. Oh, so the Japanese Vita. Oh, I'm not a Martin. Behave! I can't read that out. And
oh no, I just got that. All right, I nearly read that out as well.
So Baron Von Glauer says the lighter, it's lighter, but the screen is not OLED. Jealous about those originals? Well, I'm sorry, I sold mine. But Mark still has one. Yeah, if you want to buy Mark's.
Yeah. And I've got one of these 64 gig cards as well.
Rogue potato. Yeah. Kim and Mark, who are your shout-outs, please?
Well, first off, you can get me at Mark Alex on Twitter, and I'm Mark Alex on every other platform, so I'm easy to find. I want to shout out you guys. I want to shout out everyone in the chat who's been active tonight. Thank you very much. I just want to shout out Nicole, because we've not spoke to her for quite a while, and I'm missing her. So I hope she's doing well. Apparently, Sarah says she's been playing Horizon Zero Dawn, so that's good. Yeah, enjoy that, Nicole, because it's a great game. And Fraser's brushing ice again tonight. Greg's going to do some gangster shit and shoot someone, I think, apparently. Get Great Gatsby.
He's fence. Oh no, but he was doing something with this fence, wasn't he? Wasn't he getting rid of some stolen goods?
Yeah,
is that what he said?
Like
he
had
yeah.
He had the man something about his fence. Mm-hmm. Something with his fence. Yeah.
So So yeah, and a shout out to my two nephews, James and Liam, and my son Jason for the chicken dinner this afternoon. It was lovely. Thank you, chicken. Over to Kim.
Yeah, I want to, you know, like as usual, shout out to you guys. I'm at GamerGirl27 everywhere. That's Twitter. That's Xbox. That's Steam. Probably you looked it up on Facebook. I would probably pop up. But yeah, anyway, shout out to you guys as normal. You know, shout out to our chatters for always showing up. I was a little worried there for a little bit when we started and nobody was in the shout box yet. I'm like, anybody showing up? But yeah, they did, as usual.
It takes a while, but start filtering through. We always turn up, the regulars.
Y'all showed up, yeah. So, yeah, I guess. And a shout out to Mother Nature. If you could make it a little less cold and maybe icy, that would, or less icy, that would be great. So, you know, if you could do
good
that.
Good old Mother Nature.
Right.
Okay, well, look at. I would like to say thanks, guys, for tonight. Nice little show. Listen in next week and the week after for our usual Greg Loves His Prediction shows and reviewing what we talked about last year. We will be talking about the games we're looking forward to over the years coming and the things that are coming. This show, The Overseas Connection, is a constantly evolving thing. It's a platform, and it will evolve again over the next while with lovely that our Rota and our group of podcasters and the people that are on this change every now and again. And there's freshness comes in, and we're hoping to introduce some freshness again over the next week or so. So thank you very, very much for listening. It's exciting times. Please, I'm Robin Tate. You'll get me at Bongo the Seer on Twitter. And you'll get me on Snapchat, at Robin Tate or Bongo the Sea. Please Snapchat me. I like Snapchat. I'm having fun with Snapchat over the last couple of weeks. So add me, Bongo the Sea, on Snapchat, and we can snap each other. I'm getting to all the kids getting groovy with the squeaky voices and the angel ears and all the AR stuff. It's class. Yeah, I'm so behind. I'm like. Anyway, thank you very, very much, everybody, for listening. We will see you like clockwork next week. Enjoy your gaming this week. Have a great time with it. And we will see you next week. Thank you very much. All the best. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.